Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com. Hello, Cannabis Business Minds, and we are rolling. Rolling and getting ready to talk about what hopefully none of you find as a boring subject, but it's going to be one of the most important things that happens in your business, especially in a cannabis or a CBD hemp-based business. And that is accounting. Yes, the lovely, lovely subject of accounting, which, you know, right around tax time, right around, you know, beginning of the year and also at the end of the year is often on people's, you know, minds. Now, what often isn't on people's minds is that, especially as business owners, is that accounting is a fundamental precept of your business, right? And it's important that you get this stuff dialed in if you are in the cannabis and the hemp industries. Now, of course, any business should get their accounting dialed in, right? Like that's just, it's a fundamental precept of business. How can you measure your results? How can you do anything if you don't have accounting? Like we know that. So the question is, why is accounting in the cannabis industry different from accounting in the retail industry or the e-commerce industry, right? And there's a few things. So what I want to talk about in this podcast is what exactly is cannabis accounting, right? Why is it truly different than other accounting, you know, like other accounting, the e-commerce, or if you own kind of a clothing store, why is it really different? What you should be focused on, you know, actionable things that you can be focused on in cannabis accounting, and some of the people that you should have on your team if you are growing a business, right? And honestly, how it can actually help you in your business, right? So taking you from, oh yeah, this is a boring subject, to let me feel empowered about cannabis accounting. I don't have to do it if I'm the business owner, but I need to figure out what I need to be responsible for in this whole equation, right? So that's what we're going to cover on this podcast. If that sounds good to you, just listen. And if that doesn't, share it with somebody that you know should be thinking about cannabis accounting. So let's get into it. So what is cannabis accounting? Well, accounting in general is how you monitor and how you measure the transactions that are happening in your business so you can make better financial decisions to run your business more effectively, right? What's that mean in layman terms? It's accounting is the records that happen in your business. Whatever happened in the past, you have accounting records for, right? Empowered business owners don't do that once a year. They do that every month so they can look at financial statements or cash flow statements. So they're projecting their cash flow. So they know their income, they know their financial position, and they are making good, solid decisions, right? Because if you can't have your accounting dialed in, you can't analyze your sales, you can't analyze your costs, right? You can't really understand what direction you can move in based off of numbers. And data-driven decisions is, you know, what a successful business in 2021 is doing. And so that's accounting. So what is cannabis accounting? You know, and is there cannabis accounting and is there CBD accounting? So cannabis accounting, how I consider it, is accounting that is exactly the same as normal accounting with a keen understanding of the complexities of the cannabis industry. So cannabis accounting is accounting with the keen understandings and nuances of the complexities of the cannabis industry. So we all know that there are a few complexities in the cannabis industry, United States speaking, right? Still, it's federally illegal. If it's federally illegal, that means one thing. It means that, well, it means many things, but from an accounting perspective, it means that IRC 280E, a punitive tax code that y'all definitely must have heard about on this podcast and being in the industry, right? If you haven't, head on over to Cannabis Business Minds so you can hear all like a very detailed thing about it. But it is a punitive tax code. started in the, you know, early 80s, 1981, when a drug trafficker filed his taxes and claimed all the deductions, right? The IRS caught hold of this later on, enacted IRC 280E, which states that if you are trafficking in a controlled substance, a one or a two, you are not allowed any credits or deductions from your income, right? So what does that mean? It means, and so this is in the 1980s, before there was any form of regulated medical cannabis, before there was any adult use, right? And so this was early 80s. The whole intent was related to this one trafficker who was doing, you know, trafficking meth and cocaine and all of these things, right? So very different than what today cannabis is, right? But 280E hasn't really evolved. There have been court cases that have set tax precedent, right, to kind of change. So a business that is trafficking a controlled substance can deduct their cost of goods sold, right? So a deduction to the gross receipts is now allowed. That was because of tax precedent, tax court cases that were, you know, set after IRC 280E was enacted, right? And so that is now how anybody in cannabis needs to be thinking about their tax position. So that's one of the complexities of cannabis businesses and their accounting, right? So the accounting, you know, a keen understanding of the IRS codes that impact a cannabis business is very important, right? A keen understanding of what cost of goods sold is, what inventory is, and inventory costing is very important. That relates to me to cannabis accounting, right? The other kind of the other nuances or complexities that are in the cannabis industry, well, we know because, again, federally illegal, not that many, you know, protections from a banking perspective, right? FinCEN and a lot of the FDIC insurance, you know, banks, right, are not going to really bank with cannabis. Not that it's impossible because there are banks, right? Well, operating in all cash. Cannabis accounting is being very comfortable with knowing how to account for transactions that are all in cash, right? That is definitely not something that, you know, your typical accountant might be very comfortable with, right? We are in a digital age with access to everything. We're trying to go cashless, right? So most accountants rely on bank statement feeds to get into the accounting records and all that kind of stuff. So to me, the big difference in cannabis accounting and traditional accounting is that keen nuance, right? So IRC 280E, dealing all in cash, very familiar with inventory costing, inventory management, right? That to me is a kind of a stellar cannabis accountant and a keen understanding of locally and at the state level, you know, what are cannabis taxes? How do you account for cannabis taxes and the impact there, right? So to me, those are the big differences of cannabis accounting versus accounting, right? And these differences, some of these differences will go away when it's federally legal, right? And hopefully there's going to be federal reform very soon. Some of those will go away, but some of them might not, right? And then that might be a little bit evolved because you hear people niching into these specific kind of, you know, areas, and cannabis is very unique in so many different ways, right? Because I didn't get to level two or level three of, you know, how do you look at revenue projections for a cultivator, right? Or really, how do you value inventory for a nursery, right? And so when you think about accounting, and we're not going to get this complex on this podcast, it can go very, very deep, right? So those are kind of the high level areas of cannabis accounting. And so, you know, that's what cannabis accounting is. Why is it different? We talked about why it's different. A lot of it's different because it's federally illegal, right? So the banking, the tax stuff, that makes sense. And then it is an interesting product because it goes through multiple stages along the supply chain. And in that, you can't really compare it you can compare it to other industries, but it's unique because it's one, right? So what do I mean by that? So if you are cultivating cannabis, you fall into kind of like an agricultural business, right? That could be compared, a lot of people compare that mostly to wine, of, you know, how wine is produced, how wine is accounted for, the complexities kind of there, right? And then you move down to the manufacturing aspect of it, and you're manufacturing and you're turning that plant-based, you know, material into oil. And that oil then could be produced into an edible or a tincture or something like that. That's quite unique, right? The accountings were quite unique. Like if you've ever looked at, you know, getting, you know, converting plant-based, you know, which is a solid to, you know, an oil, which is a liquid, you're dealing with like multiple different units of measure, right? You're losing stuff. And so it's very fascinating and unique, right? So that is particularly why it is different. And so, you know, as a business owner, right, or a potential business owner, what should you actually be focused on when it comes to cannabis accounting? Now, I'm assuming that you are going to be opening up a cannabis business. So I'll talk to you, if you're a cannabis business owner or a potential cannabis business owner, what you should be focused on. And if you're an ancillary provider, what you could be focused on. So if you are a business owner, your main focus as it relates to cannabis accounting is that your business is set up for success, right? You do not want to be hit with a crazy tax burden because it wasn't set up correctly, right? You know, because of IRC 280E, that federal punitive tax code, you're going to be paying more taxes than the traditional business owner. And it is so unfair, right? So you want to make sure first and foremost that your business is set up correctly, right? Second, you want to understand where you fall in the supply chain, what additional accounting procedures might you need to, you know, develop, might you need to kind of standardize to be quite successful, right? And so you already know if you're operating in all cash, you want to have a system for that, right? And so a lot of your role is to make sure that you have a good architecture for accounting for your business, right? So that you are really kind of carving out what you're expecting, because again, you're building a solid foundation. When you build a solid foundation, you're able to grow, you're able to become, you know, you're able to make great financial decisions, right? And so as the business owner, especially if you're a startup business owner, your whole thing is making sure that you've got a solid financial foundation. Right? As you continue to operate, you're now making sure that your solid financial foundation, that's a tongue twister, is giving you reports, you know, frequently, that you're analyzing those reports, that you are making, you know, good decisions based off those reports. Now that's a monthly task, right? So that's something that, well, maybe weekly you're looking at cash flow, monthly you're looking at the financials, diving deep into kind of an analysis, right? That, and then making business decisions based off. Ancillary company, you know, you don't have as much of the impact related to 280E and maybe not even all cash. But what you would be thinking about from an ancillary perspective is, if you're serving cannabis clients, are they protected, right? Because you want to make sure that they're building a good business, that nothing is going to fall through the cracks for them, that they don't get shut down because they have a huge tax bill to the IRS, right? So that's one kind of thing that you'd be focused on is, you know, as part of your consulting or as part of your additional services, is that you understand that, you know, or help them understand the importance of kind of building a solid foundation. That's only if really it matches kind of what you are defining, or if you kind of need to build out kind of your referral network. So that's what you should be focused on in terms of cannabis accounting. Now, if you're a cannabis accountant, there's a whole kind of list of things that you want to be focused on. Not going to go over that in this podcast. I do have a webinar, which is on cannabis business minds. And so that's what you want to be focused. So business owner, ancillary provider, those are the things that you want to be focused on. Now, when you think about who you need on your team, your accounting team, this is what I really want to emphasize. So again, if you are just starting out, you're not grossing a lot in revenue, you hardly have net profit, right? You are not going to say that you need a CFO, a controller, a bookkeeper, an AP specialist, right? So where you are in your business in terms of the, if you're in a startup phase, idea phase, starting up, operating like 1 year, you know, operating 3 years, where you are in revenue and transactions, like all of those will impact the type of individual or individuals that you will need to help you with accounting. Please, as a business owner, do not focus on bookkeeping. That is such a, you know, when you analyze your time as a business owner, you should be making decisions, right? You should be developing your business. You should be, you know, motivating and leading your team. You should be carving out kind of process and architecture. You want to analyze the value of your time and the value of somebody doing bookkeeping. There are plenty of options to find affordable bookkeepers that will not run you down, you know, run down your money, run down your cash flow, that can help you in your business, right? And so if you're just starting out and you actually start having kind of transactions, all that kind of stuff, you're going to want to invest in a bookkeeper, right? You would already have met with a tax accountant or an accountant that specializes in entity structuring, and you'll probably have wanted to meet with an accountant, a CPA that has, you know, can give you guidance on exactly how to build out your financial foundation and kind of create that roadmap for you, right? Again, if you're just starting out, you want to be cognizant of money, but you also want to be focused on making sure that you are building that infrastructure correctly and that you have a roadmap to focus on. Daily transactions, you want a bookkeeper to do. You want to make sure that they are trained well and that they understand the nuances of cannabis, right? That's probably your first kind of question if you're trying to find them. Those are going to be very important. So those would be like the minimum people that I would want on your team, right? So you got somebody that's administrative in nature, does the bookkeeping, and then you for sure have somebody that is like a tax specialist, right? That is a, to me, a CPA, right? But I am a CPA. So, you know, if I'm offending anybody, please let me know. But somebody who's done it many times, who's structured entities, who understands where income flows, who understands the changes in the IRS code, who understands IRC 280E, right? So you're going to want somebody there. Then you're going to want somebody that really can build out your financial foundation, right? How your whole business should be set up from a financial standpoint, how money flows, you know, how your invoicing should look, you know, basically creating what your system should be, what type of reporting you should do, all of that, right? So that to me, there's three people. You're not going to need them all the time, but you're going to want to make sure that you find those people. And sometimes it might be a firm. Sometimes, you know, that CPA can do the first and the second thing, right? And so it will take some time to find those people, but it's important that you do. And when you find them, that you do a great due diligence on them, right? That you ask them good questions, you make sure that they understand, you know, some of these nuances, right? You understood that all. So let me know if you need help with that, of finding those people, because that's that one thing that I've been building out, the CBM network, to connect business owners with accountants. I'm in the beginning phases of this, right? So there are people on it, but like if you are looking, you can search by skill and you can search by location for all that stuff. So it's pretty cool. So, and these people will work with cannabis businesses. That's my main thing. So you want to make sure that those people are on your team, right? And so as we wrap up this podcast, it's very important for me to emphasize this one thing. Okay? I did it at the beginning of the podcast, but why are we doing all this stuff, right? Like, why are you going to invest in accounting? Why do you care about cannabis accounting? Like, why is it important to you? It is important to you because Bill Gates said it, knowing your numbers is a fundamental precept of business first, right? But really, you have decided to create this business. You have poured sweat, blood, tears, hopefully not blood, hopefully not that many tears, capital into this, right? You might have the dream to build this and pass it on to your family. You might have the dream to build this and sell it. You might have the dream to take it public. You might have the dream just to make it a passive thing. Whatever it is, you've had this dream to create a business that is above what you've done before, right? Whatever it is. And you are investing your time, which is worth so much more than money, right? And so if you're investing all this time and all this hope and all this strategy and all this capital and all of this energy into a business, you need to know how it is performing. You're not creating a hobby here. You are creating a business. And so accounting at its fundamentals will allow you to be a good business owner. You do not have to be an accountant. You just have to have the systems in place and know how to make those financial decisions to help you run your business. Because when you know their numbers, when you know that cash flow is going up, that may be an indicator that you could be investing into something new. When you know that cash flow is going down, that may be meaning that your sales are not working, you are spending too much in a certain category, there's stagnation in your business, right? So accounting is an indicator for your health, your business health. And so that, my friends, is why accounting is so important and why cannabis accounting specifically is so important for you as a business owner. So thank you for listening to this episode of Cannabis Business Minds, where you will embrace cannabis accounting all the time. And if you like this podcast episode and you found it valuable, please head on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. It would be great. And if you're interested in finding more about cannabis accounting, head on over to cannabisbusinessminds.com and check out the resources that are available for you there. Thank you so much. And I will see you or hear you or connect with you next time on Cannabis Business Minds. Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.